Grace to and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. But it wasn't very long before darkness covered the earth, and deep darkness the peoples. Adam transgressed God's holy command. He plunged the world into sin and darkness. From that point forth, darkness has covered the world. Throughout the ages, darkness has covered every land under heaven. There's darkness when Isaiah prophesied. We know that already by the time of Isaiah, the kingdom of Israel in the north had fallen away from God and his holy commands. They'd worshipped idols and thus suffered God's righteous wrath. And Judah, her sister kingdom to the south, would soon follow suit. Though more faithful for a time, the kingdom of Judah likewise fell away from the worship of the one true God into idolatry. Judah was ruled by a wicked king during the time of Isaiah, King Ahaz. And soon Judah too would suffer at the hand of God's chosen instrument, Babylon. And so Isaiah begins his book of prophecy by declaring that the country lies desolate and the cities are burned with fire. The daughter of Zion is left like a booth in a cucumber field, like a lodge in a vineyard, like a besieged city. And that was the state of God's chosen people. Outside of them, with very, very few exceptions, the Gentiles walked in complete blindness, completely darkened by paganism, enslaved to the worst kind of shames and vices. The darkness continued. There was darkness when Jesus was born. Herod the Great was the king of Judea, as we heard this evening, and we heard on Sunday just how great Herod was. And he was put there by the Roman Empire, just another in a long line of empires that ruled the world, and of course permitted and even promoted all kinds of shameful, sinful pursuits, while worshiping a pantheon of gods and goddesses. And again, over the centuries, not much had changed even among God's people. Christ, the Messiah, came to his own, but his own people did not receive him, except for just a few, as we heard during the Christmas season, Zechariah and Elizabeth, Mary and Joseph, some shepherds outside of Bethlehem, and Simeon and Anna. And the darkness continues. To this day, as you know full well, darkness covers the earth and thick darkness the peoples. Atheism, paganism, heathenism, in countries all around the globe, formerly Christian lands that have forsaken the gospel, including that land in which Christ was born, and the land in which the apostles Peter and Paul gave their lives, the land in which the pure preaching of the gospel was renewed, and yes, even our own land, as you know. False teachers bear the name Christian, and sin rules the day, or so it seems. Darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. That's not to say that God did not shine his light throughout the ages. Indeed, we know that creation itself testifies to God's invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature. And of course, through the prophets of old, the oracles of God were entrusted to the Jews, and then through the apostles, the preaching of the gospel was to go forth to all nations. But as Jesus said, people love the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. They rejected the true knowledge of God. They did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, And so their foolish hearts were darkened. By nature, no human being knows God. No human being believes in God. No human being fears God. Rather, by nature, we all walk in darkness, which not only shows itself in our works of darkness, that is sin, but also in our many vain attempts to earn God's favor by our human works and traditions. Well does the scripture call this fallen creation the domain of darkness. But here are the good news, proclaimed long ago by Isaiah, the very word of God himself, a word not of despair, but a word of hope, a word of comfort, a word of joy. Arise, shine, for your light has come. While we were yet sinners, while we were ungodly, yes, while we were enemies of God, freely, by grace alone, apart from anything that we could do or say, our light has come. And note that word. Not the light has come, but your light has come. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and he is not ashamed to be called your brother, having taken on human flesh just like you in every way, yet without sin. He loves you, and therefore he is glad to be claimed by you as your light, even as he has claimed you to be his own. Jesus Christ is the light, your light, who has come into this darkened world. The darkness has not, did not, and will never overcome him. This is the joyous message of the Christmas season, which we heard over the last couple of weeks. We heard on Christmas Eve how an angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, proclaiming that Christ the Lord was born for them, for all, good news for everyone, the Savior of the world. Christmas Day, we heard the writings of the Apostle John. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. First Sunday after Christmas, we heard Simeon's song, the same song that we ourselves sing week after receiving the sacrament. He is a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of God's people, Israel. And then, of course, there's the good news that we heard this evening, the gospel lesson appointed for this, the Epiphany of our Lord, the wise men who came from the east, for they saw his star and came to worship him. Christ Jesus is your light. He has come into this darkened world that he might deliver you from this domain of darkness. He came to bear your sins, to suffer and die, to make atonement for all your transgressions. And not even death itself could extinguish him who is the light. Rightly do we confess, as we did moments ago, Jesus Christ is God of God, light of light. He has come. He has come for you. And he still comes. For he who is the eternal Word made flesh speaks and shines forth in the word of the gospel that you still read and hear to this day. He still comes. He still shines. He still calls you to arise and to shine yourselves. This word by which he calls to you tonight is not a mere word about some kind of event, but rather it is a performative word, a powerful word, a living and active word that accomplishes exactly what it says. Christ says, arise, and we arise. Christ says, shine. He who is the light of the world who is shown in darkness, he says to you, shine, and you shine, for your light has come. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in your hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Your light has come, and you shine. The Holy Spirit has called you by the gospel. He has enlightened you with his gifts. And therefore, you know God as your true and dear Father. You know that you are his true and dear children. Your sins are forgiven. That darkness that once blinded your eyes and kept you from seeing God and knowing him rightly has been overcome by the pure light of the precious gospel. The light has come, calling you to arise and to shine, to strive every day to turn away from the works of sin and darkness, and turn towards Christ who is your light, and to live in faith toward him and in love for one another. He is the light. He shines upon us. In him we shine. And by his grace alone, by his power alone, the darkness shall not overcome us either. Even when the darkness of this fallen creation, which groans in bondage to corruption, seems impossibly deep, nevertheless, we Christians still walk in the light of the Lord. Despite all that surrounds us in this darkened earth, false belief and sin and wickedness and bloodshed and hatred and everything else, God's promise still shines. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And indeed, it shines in such a powerful way that people are still coming to the light, being called out of darkness into the brightness of Christ's glory. Isaiah prophesied, and so it has been, so it continues to be. Nations and kings and sons and daughters from afar, the abundance of the sea, the wealth of nations, places like Midian and Ephah and Sheba. The psalmist testifies of Tarshish and the coastlands and Sheba and Seba, all kings falling down before him, all nations serving him. We heard this night of wise men from the east coming at the star, instructed by the prophet Micah, to fall down and worship the Christ child. The light shines in the darkness, and that light still calls men and women from all around the globe out of darkness into Christ's marvelous light, making us all together fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. This is, as Paul testifies, God's eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord. So Christ has loved you even before the world's foundation was laid. Your light has come. Arise, shine. Indeed, in God's marvelous, mysterious way, it is through his people, through his Christians, that his word continues to shine in the darkness. And so Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." What a marvelous thing. What a mysterious thing. What a blessed thing this is, that through you, Christians, the light of Christ shines forth. And God does not will for it to be a one-size-fits-all kind of shining. Rather, he grants to us many and various callings through which his light might shine. Some he calls through the church to be pastors, preaching and teaching the gospel, administering the sacraments in our particular place to our particular group of people in a congregation. Others he calls to be missionaries, to go to peoples and languages foreign to themselves, proclaiming the gospel to the whole creation, making disciples of all nations by baptizing and preaching. Some he grants families, husbands and wives, parents and children, that within the home they may teach and admonish, encourage and build up with the word of God and prayer. To all he gives neighbors, family members, friends, co-workers, fellow church members, through whom they might exhort and encourage, and yes, rebuke, but also console with the pure doctrine of God's saving word. Many, and yes, many of us, he gives wealth, he gives material possessions, that we might use all of these earthly gifts to support the shining of the gospel throughout the world, whether here in our own congregation, or to support the formation and training of pastors in colleges and seminaries, and yes, even to support and provide for the sending of missionaries all around the world to proclaim the gospel even in lands that have not yet heard it. Indeed, how blessed we are that we, in our own small way, can be part of this. As you well know, we have been very blessed to support mission activities, not only here in our congregation and community, Cheyenne, but also next door, so to speak, in Pine Bluffs and Grover, and going even wider to our district, Wyoming, and our synod, and supporting our colleges and seminaries, and yes, even supporting the gospel in far-flung lands, like Romania, and Japan, and Tanzania, lands that many of us, probably most of us, will never see with our own eyes, and yet, through the gifts God has given, the gospel is proclaimed. That brothers and sisters we've never met here on earth will be joined to the family of Christ and shine with us where God has placed them. This is indeed his good and gracious will, that the gospel continue to shine forth, calling men and women day by day out of darkness into his marvelous light. Yes, since the fall of Adam, darkness covers the earth and deep darkness the peoples. But we should not despair. We should not lose hope. We should not doubt. Rather, again, through the prophet Isaiah, Christ Jesus calls us to hope, to gladness, to joy, saying, "Arise, shine, your light has come." Into this very world of darkness he came, and still comes, and the darkness has not and will never overcome him. But rather, he shines brighter and brighter until the coming of the full day, when darkness will be no more, and we, his people, children of light, who are gathered together from every tribe and tongue and people and nation, will stand before his throne and worship him in his glorious light that will never fade. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.